Film production in the Borderland has been on the rise in recent years, and one company has been growing its ability to service the needs of local and out-of-town film crews. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. It may not be the most glamorous part of making movies, but the essential ability to rent production equipment locally is an important resource for companies looking to shoot films in the Borderlands. Local film Leo Lighting, Grip, and Camera Rentals has grown tremendously in the past few years and offers a lot of what a film production needs and expects when shooting in a city the size of El Paso. Joining me to discuss his production equipment rental business, I'm happy to have on the program today Gilbert Jorgensen, owner of Leo Lighting, Grip, and Camera Rentals. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for taking time out of yet another trip. I understand you're on your way to LA to pick up even more equipment to bring back to El Paso. So I appreciate the time.
Not a problem.
I've been watching with great curiosity over the last probably a year through your Facebook posts as you've built your business and inventory of equipment. It's pretty astonishing the growth you've seen. For me, it's a sign or indicator of the growth of film production work happening in the region, but I gather you wouldn't be building up your business if there weren't clients for this equipment.
Yeah, correct. You know, I started, you know, just informally renting just to some friends and everything else. And I think the really about maybe 2019, I think, was when, it really started picking up, you know. And of course, 2020, we all know what happened there. But if it wasn't for that, 2021, with all that pent up demand, has been insane. I never sold out of equipment before until this year. I'm in a situation right now where I sold out camera equipment twice a few months ago. I'm almost out of grip and lighting right now because we have a big production with Amazon Films in town, and
that's
I need to get
Cassandro
more equipment.
The Cassandro film that's shooting here in July.
Yeah, the Cassandro film on the heels of the Liam Neeson movie,
right?
Our friends from Camera Hugs. Yep.
I think a lot of people around town saw that Liam Neeson crew shooting off and on for a week, and interesting story of a film that's going to be set, I guess, in El Paso, but they did the bulk of the production overseas in Eastern Europe. So that'll be interesting to see how they tie those two together. But so you've been supplying to a lot of these major productions that are coming through town. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was involved with a Liam Neeson movie. I supplied them some a camera gimbal for a full-size cinema camera called the Ronin 2, and along with some grip and lighting stands and floppies and other things they needed, a few things.
Yeah, as someone who's watched the film community here for really decades at this point, it used to be a constant refrain right after people said, what we really need is a soundstage, they'd also say, what we really need is a professional rental house. And for years, you know, there was a lot of swapping and trading and sharing among filmmakers as people built up their own stocks of equipment. But El Paso never really had what you've been providing. And I have to say, the kinds of equipment that you have is not inexpensive. You have some very expensive lighting and camera gear. Did you feel like you were taking a big leap of faith or a lot of risk getting into this, being the first one?
Well, I guess the first time I actually did like a really hard gulp was when I purchased the Arri Alexa Mini package along with the Cook lenses and two Red Gemini packages at the same time, because I was completely out of cameras to rent, and that's been a constant demand from clients in this area. As if people are not familiar, Arri Alexa Minis is what they shoot, 90% of all the feature films and commercials, high-end commercials, music videos, you name it. And that camera package, along with the lenses and those two other cameras I mentioned, was north of about $150K. And so I was able to find someone to finance me, thank God. So I did that, and sure enough, as soon as it landed, people were calling me for the Arri Alexa, the Cook lenses. It's been out several times, and it's going to go out again on a feature next week. So it was needed. We had a chicken and egg problem in El Paso, as you mentioned, for forever. We don't have big clients here. We're not big productions because we don't have a rental house. We don't have a rental house because there's no big productions and big clients here. So at some point, someone has to take the risk and be like, let's buy the toys and make it happen,
Well, and we should say that these larger out-of-town productions, when they come to a city the size of El Paso, they would just expect that we would have a rental house. I think it was always a surprise that they were still having to rent gear from Albuquerque or L.A. and have it shipped in here. So I'm sure that the news that you exist and have these kinds of packages is already reverberating through the outside production community so that they know who to call.
There's, like you said, there are some that expected. There are some that are surprised, it is kind of embarrassing for a city our size to be like, you don't have a 4x floppy, like even small, you don't have 10 C-stands, like not even the Area Alexa mini packages, like just basic grip equipment. And for a long time, we didn't. I was like, oh, let me call, my friend Joe and my friend Mike, and maybe we can put together some C-stands for you and some overheads for you, like basic things. So I think that's where we started. And then after the demand grew and the business grows, and we purchased rented out a warehouse and turned half of it into a soundstage and the other half into a rental house. And that's when people from out of town expect to have that. They expect to drive in to a warehouse type of building and load up.
Yeah.
And it's not fancy stuff from Hollywood. This is industry standard stuff all over the world, and it's expected to be here.
So I think a lot of people listening, when you talk about lighting, when you talk about camera packages, they have a mental image from pictures of film productions. You know, they kind of know what that is. But grip, that's an industry term that most people are not familiar with. Walk us through what constitutes grip equipment and the kinds of supplies you have there.
Well, grip is generally anything that holds up any lights or cameras, like stands or
tripods,
jibs, and also anything that modifies lights, like overhead silks or flags, or anything that you put in front of a light that's maybe you don't plug into the wall, basically.
Yeah,
it'd be grip,
which usually includes a lot of electrical items. All of those things need all sorts of cables, extension cords, power distribution boxes. You supply all of that turnkey, I guess.
Correct. Yeah, we do have a distro in our studio. It's like the only distro I believe in town that can do up to 12K HMIs for our distro box. The space is only 3,000 square feet, so you wouldn't do it, but we could if we wanted. So I'm actually on my way right now to pick up more electric, more distro stuff, because the production at Amazon Films is bringing in a big generator, and they expected us to have all the cables for that generator since we already grip an electric house. But I don't have the heavy-duty 200-amp 5-wire banded cable, so I'm going to pick some up right now in L.A.
And be back within 24 hours, right?
Yeah, I'll be back on Monday when that scene that requires a big generator shoots, and they will not know where it came from, nor will they care, as long as
right. Just they want you to solve a problem, and that's why you're here. I noticed too that recently you've updated your inventory to include a couple of rental vans that are stocked full of this, and that's another thing that I think in major film production places like Atlanta or Albuquerque or LA productions would assume they don't have to go through a laundry list of the items they want. They just rent an entire van that's already preloaded with all of this stuff.
Correct. That's the industry standard. And I, of course, learned that the hard way. I guess you buy all the stuff and then they say, all right, well, what am I going to put it in?
Right.
Like, okay. Well, don't you have grip trucks in El Paso? So I heard that a few times from HBO and from ABC and Disney. And so we needed to get grip trucks. So we got a 1-ton grip van, a high roof, and we have a 3-ton grip truck with a lift gate to accommodate bigger productions, because it is a ton easier to work out of a grip truck on location than to piecemeal stuff together and put it back in regular vehicles, sort through things. So yeah, it's like, I know that may be the way that we've done it in the past in El Paso, but it's not the way you're supposed to do it. So that's kind of a we're learning slowly that we are a big city and we need to start acting like a big city. So just because you've seen someone do things that were not up to Hollywood standards in the past doesn't mean that's a standard for El Paso, because things. Not Hollywood sets the standards for cities across the world.
El Paso is a big city. It's also a big binational city. Do you find that you're getting a lot of clients looking to rent in Mexico as well, or working both sides of the border?
Yes, sir. Some of our big clients are from Mexico. S-Mart, for example, rents a ton of gear, multiple camera packages, multiple grip packages, multiple lighting packages for us, because they do big productions in Mexico City and in Juarez and all over. And I actually partnered up with another company called Intelia Rentals. They're big. They're probably one of the biggest production companies in Juarez, and but I think the only rental house as well. And so we're able to pool our inventory together if we need to, because he has a lot of the big stuff, the big giant, 10,000 watt lights or 12Ks and 6Ks and jibs and big dollies and big generators that I don't have yet. You know, so that does help a lot.
So what do you see as the next level to get to in supporting the film industry along the border?
Well, it's not really buying all the stuff that's hard, Charles. It's buying multiples of all the stuff that's hard. You know, so that's where there's like, yeah, you have two of everything. That's great. Well, I don't need two. I need 10.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at now.
A partnership with like this production house in Juarez could help you backfill some of those needs?
Yeah. It definitely does help, but we're both in the same situation, and we're still in that chicken and egg scenario, and we don't have multiple stuff because we have people requesting it until now, until 2021. It's the first time ever that they need not just a sky panel, they need six sky panels. They need, I had some batteries. I have 10 batteries that rent out, the big cinema batteries, but apparently that's not enough. You know, they needed 20 more. So I'm going to buy it. That's on my list also to buy. So once those clients are requesting multiples, and I do it on a regular basis, then we have the excuse and the capital to buy multiples. And that's where we're at right now.
You're probably in a perfect position talking to these outside production companies to get the best intel about what they need in El Paso infrastructure-wise beyond just gear. Is there something that comes up, or a recurring theme that these productions think that we need to invest in as a city?
Well, I guess the soundstage is part of that, but most people that come to El Paso don't come here to shoot in a soundstage, obviously, because they're at their home city. They come because of our beautiful vistas. And something that is important to note, that they do ask for crew. They do ask for ACs and DPs and PAs and all the time. I just crewed, I think it was an A&E production that's going to start on Monday. I sent them six people, whole crew in El Paso. And the feedback that I've gotten from outside crew is El Paso has the friendliest and most efficient crew, bar none. As this is even better than Los Angeles, because the attitude is a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're impressed with the fact that we have speed, we have great attitudes, we do what we're told to do, and we get it done.
And I think indie filmmakers here have had to get by with so little for so long that they've had to be very inventive, wear multiple hats, really solve problems quickly, as you say, and that probably also adds to our capabilities, and it's something that we should be proud of as a community, filmmaking community.
It is. I've dealt with a lot of diva director of photography from all over the world, and if they don't have their specific model monitor that they want, the specific size they want, they will throw a tantrum. And that's not true with El Paso DPs. Like, what do we have? We have this 17-inch Sony. All right, that's fine. Not to do, you know? That's the attitude. And then I it took me a while to be like, you can do a production because you don't have this very, very specific monitor or follow focus or something that's not, you know, that crucial to the production. And you're going to drive all the way to Albuquerque to get that one piece of gear because you have to have it. You know, I don't see that attitude in El Paso. We work with what we're given, and we produce great results. And I think that, like you said before, like, we don't know what we don't know. You know, those DPs are used to having unlimited resources, you know? So we don't have unlimited resources in El Paso. So it's either we complain about it or we become resourceful. And we've chosen to become resourceful is what I've noticed.
Well, you've certainly added a lot of resources to the kit of tools here. So it's really good to meet you finally and learn more about the film industry rental business that you've built. It's a good indicator of the rise of production in the area, and I wish you all the best on your latest shopping trip to LA. Drive safely.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. Special shout out to all the filmmakers in this area. You guys are the best. You guys can stick it out with anybody I've seen in LA, New York, and with a much better attitude. So El Paso film community should be very proud.
Absolutely. My guest today has been Gilbert Jorgensen, owner of Leo Lighting Grip and Camera Rental, an El Paso-based company supporting the equipment needs of film production companies working in the borderland. You can see some of the equipment and gear available at their website, leomarketing.com. Thanks to the KTEP staff for editing today's show. An archive of past programs is available online at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.